With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. The Bureau of Land Management said yesterday it will not make a decision to approve Rocky Mountain Resources' proposal for a hydrology study until early 2020. That study would look at the quality and flow of water underneath the Mid-Continent Quarry in Glenwood Springs. Rocky Mountain Resources owns the limestone mining operation and is looking to expand operations by 5,000%. Rocky Mountain Resources proposed a hydrology study as part of the research the Bureau of Land Management must conduct before approving the expansion. Rocky Mountain Resources proposed drilling 5 wells as part of the hydrology study. Glenwood Springs officials say that could decimate the water resources for the popular hot springs attractions in town. After holding public comment, the Bureau of Land Management said it will first determine any potential impacts on water resources in the area before approving the hydrology study. A new gallery opens in Snowmass Base Village this weekend. Kristen Kay reports Straight Line Studio aims to highlight local artists.
Visual artist Kelly Peters owns the new studio. She says she sees a need for an experimental space in the Up Valley area that hosts community events and workshops and features emerging artists.
Where is the intermediate space for people who aren't selling their work for $50,000 and up?
Peter's own work is featured alongside Teal Wilson's for Straight Line Studios' first show, the aptly named First Tracks. The grand opening begins at 5 tonight. Kristen Kay, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
Starting tomorrow, commuters traveling between Newcastle and Glenwood Springs will see more routes from RAFTA. Jamie Tatsuno is RAFTA's communications manager. She says RAFTA's adding 30 trips between the two towns, which is about one bus every half hour.
So I think this will give people a lot of options, especially people who live in Newcastle or people maybe who live beyond, and they can drive to Newcastle and park at the Newcastle Park and Ride and catch a bus.
Tatsuno says the new routes are part of RAFTA's Destination 2040 plan to address the Valley's mobility needs for the next 20 years. This week, the city of Aspen released findings from this year's citizen survey. 528 Aspen voters and AFSCME residents weighed in, giving the city high marks in categories such as safety and protecting the environment. But when it comes to development and livability, though, respondents rated the city much lower. Only 6% agreed that young families could afford to live and work in Aspen, and only 15% agreed that community needs are met by local businesses. Additionally, 46% of those surveyed said they trust the city government. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.